This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The news of the morning, the Portland Trailblazers have extended head coach Chauncey Billups to a multi-year contract extension. Still trying to work out how many years multi-year means. Usually it's three, you know.
No, I hate that Shams, like, the one of the most connected guys in the NBA doesn't have the, like, he's just got to put out the tweet, oh, Blazers, Chauncey, multi-year extension.
You got to do, like, it first. Like, I don't need all the information. I just need to have it out first.
No, details matter. They really do.
It does.
Especially details, in this situation.
Details come, there, but there's, I think, a press release, too, that, but I don't think anything in there. Otherwise, I've already read it, but I missed,
no.
You know.
It says the same thing, a multi-year extension, which I'm assuming, you know, whoever's backdooring that information to Shams, like, it's literally parroting the press release.
Do we want quotes? Do we want a Jody Allen quote?
No.
Do you want a Joe Cronin quote?
Piss me off even more?
Jody says, I had no idea those were penguin bones. And, oh, never mind. That's a wrong quote.
She did say that, though.
The core of Chauncey's leadership is his ability to build a collaborative culture and growth mindset for our young team. We're very happy to extend his contract as head coach and excited to see. Okay, whatever.
Honestly, you know, I'm not nothing, Jody. I'm so sorry. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Wah, 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 wah.
You don't
wah,
know
wah,
basketball.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yes, you're Charlie Brown's teacher right now. You're just saying a bunch of silly stuff that somebody wrote for you because you have no idea what you were talking about. Like, sometimes just let the smart people, the basketball people, do their thing. Stay out of the way right now. That's not your forte, Jody. Just get out of the way. But
Cronin,
I digress.
Cronin says Chauncey Billups is a great leader, motivator, and communicator that has worked tirelessly to establish an identity for this team.
You know, Joe, you're on thin ice too, bro. Like, I don't want to hear anything from you either. Like, you shouldn't have got extended either, considering how we remember how all excited we were that Cronin had took over for Olshay. Finally, somebody's going to come in and do right by the Blazers.
Okay.
No, seriously, considering what Olshay was doing,
I think most people were just happy. It was one of those.
It's one of the, we were happy for something new.
Yes,
and I think that's what it was.
I'm happy that Olshay is gone. Not so much. Yes, Joe Cronin, baby, here we go.
And it would be
Cron Zone.
And it would be very different if, like, when Cronin was going through, like, there probably weren't a whole lot of options on the table for new general managers. Like, that's a much deeper hire that you have to make than somebody that's going to be running your day-to-day business.
Also, they didn't really find out if there were other options.
No.
Because they just hired
him. It's like hired in-house. Like,
yeah,
man, you know,
he went from interim to GM, and it was just like, oh, we're good here.
Sometimes you need to post that job for the world to see, because who knows?
Put it on Indeed.
You might have somebody out there who is better suited to lead this team. And right now, you've got the Mike Malones and the Nick Nurses and the of the world that are probably still looking for a job or hoping they get a job sometime soon. And not saying the Blazers would be that gig for them, but considering the pieces they have, young pieces, I could see a lot of good coaches being like, yeah, I'll do that. That sounds okay. You mean I get all these little young pieces to play around with? Maybe. But no, you gave the job to somebody. And I'm looking right now at the Blazers coaches. Chauncey Billups, now outside of some coaches that have, like, Caleb Canales was like 8-15. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't have a very long coaching run. Outside of, where is it?
It's great, right?
Yeah. Nobody else. Either way, Chauncey has a 322 win percentage, which is the worst of any coach that has had at least a full season of the, for the, as far as the Blazers are concerned. So this is our worst coach that we've ever had, with the exception of that one guy that one time, Jack McCloskey.
Oh, who could forget the McCloskey?
Yeah, 46-116 was his record. So outside of that, come on, man. Four seasons, no playoff appearances. You've lost, as far as games, you've lost a whole season's worth of games and then some. No. No, that's not winning basketball. That's not, you know, teaching young guys how to win. It's none of that. And so I'm super disappointed today. I always try to be think on the positive side, right? Glass half full type thing. And it's hard to do that right now with this Blazers team. Like, the best thing I can say is they competed this year. And if you look at the Western Conference, you know, 10 more games and they're in, right? 10 more wins and at least they're in the play-in, and we'll see from there type thing. But I'm like you, Joe, I don't have the patience for a 40-win season, because it seems like that's where they're on the way to next year, is a 40-win season and ninth, 10th place.
Maybe play-in again.
Know, maybe play-in, and have to hope that you win those two games to be able to stay in the playoffs. So I don't know. I'm not super, super thrilled about this. My buddy Chris, I know he's a big Chauncey fan. He's like, well, who else do you get? Now there's a bunch of people out there to get, and we didn't go after any of them, so... Rip City, let's go.
Chelsea,
let's go.
I know you're bubbling and a brewing.
Go ahead.
We're almost at the end of this segment. Like, I feel like I'm just getting filibustered.
No,
like,
go for it.
I don't know. It's the same thing you guys feel, right? It's just mediocrity here in Portland. I'm sick of it. It's like being a Mariners fan. It's pretty frustrating to support a franchise year after year after year, put money into it, put time into it. I've talked about it on the station several times. It's not just Portlandians, you know, it's the guys and the gals with families out in Hillsborough and down in Salem, and that are taking an hour each way to come to the game. Mm-hmm. And when you put this product out there and say, this is what we're going to do, which is basically shoot for what you say is a plan to get to, like, this is what Joe Cronin is saying, is like, we're on the way up, right? We want to get to competing as one of the top four teams in the Western Conference. And I don't know if Jody's crazy or Burt Cole just wants to do the easy thing, but essentially has given Chauncey and Joe the road for the next 3-4 seasons to do so. And I have said this several times as well. I don't think that the regime that screwed up, and I know, Rashad, you don't agree with this take, but screwed up the handling of the best player in franchise history. Same. I know you think Dame isn't the best. I do think Dame is the best. They screwed that up. They traded him, I think, 2 years too early. And it's not like he's had success in Milwaukee. I don't think Milwaukee was guaranteed anything with Dame either. They traded a defensive point guard that worked, that they won a championship with, for somebody really good. Yeah, I think I'd try to get Damian Lillard too, but you still need defense. And if the Portland Trailblazers would have put some defense, if they would have efforted like they said that they were going to put a team around Damian Lillard, we wouldn't be in this position. And it is shocking to me. And guys, we do need to point out, right? This is not based on three seasons leading into this. This is literally based on this. This extension is based on the 12-game winning streak. And whatever their defensive rating I think top 5 or 6 in the NBA January something or whatever is what Shams tweeted out.
All the tweets and everything with this, they're attaching since January.
Exactly.
Since January. That's everything that is attached to this, whether it is the press release, whether it is the Shams tweet, whatever it is. It always is just going back in the past 40 games. It's like, all right, how about the previous crap of 200 plus games before then? Like, literally, if the Blazers do not win 9 out of 10, 10 out of 11, have that little run at the beginning of the year, this is not happening.
And I've heard that, you know, since Chauncey called the guys out and said that if you go to sleep well after such a bad loss, I think that was in December, you're losers. And that was a huge turning point for the team. I don't know, man. With all due respect to any head coach in any sport, any of these guys can do that. And I think that, I mean, maybe, I don't know for sure. I'd love maybe like a Danny Meringue's take on this. He's much more involved in you know, what these coaches are actually doing for these players individually is a Nate Bjorkgren. That addition this last offseason, did that help with the defense? They had another guy, Chris Fleming, a lot of experience coaching in the EuroLeague in Germany. He's now on the staff in his first season. Like, did this addition of assistant coaches maybe help Chauncey coach, you know, defensively a little bit better? I don't freaking know. But they're not going to be with this team, with the draft pick that they're going to get this season, and basically Jody Allen and Burt Kolder saying that it's okay that we continue to give up a chance at greatness to continue to be mediocre with this plan in place, with the 10th, 11th, 12th pick, they're not ever with this roster going to get over 45 wins. And Portland Trail Blazers fans that continue to be okay with that, that just want to go to a basketball game, you're part of the freaking problem too. And I'm tired of it.
Wish there was more to do in Portland to where we didn't have to go to the games.
Just wait till we get baseball, Rashad.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Oh, yeah. Like, that'll change everything, you know.